100,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, good day, great day, and a welcome to Aging Info Radio Day. My show is about disaster protection and self-defense for women, and we also have Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, with his look at life, all right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click that Listen Live button on our homepage. And if this is your first time listening to Aging Info Radio, weekly I have expert guests on to discuss topics that keep us moving forward on our aging journey. And you can visit aginginforadio.com for future guests, our past shows. We have blogs about those shows, pictures of our guests, and more. And Aging Info Radio has been on AM 560 on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. for quite some time. And we've just moved to Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. So thank you for listening. And this segment is brought to you by Kagan & Company, a trusted name in Chicago for over 50 years. They will safely sell your valuables. Call Jordan at 847-897-5781 for an appointment. Well, the Boston Marathon bombing, the kidnappings in Cleveland, and the devastation in Oklahoma have all been heart-wrenching events. And for me, it got to the point where I no longer wanted to even listen to the news. It was a big Debbie Downer. Well, my guests today have a whole lot to teach us about protecting ourselves in a disaster and self-defense for women. And my first guest is Rob Pincus. He is a personal defense expert, a professional firearms trainer, and the owner of ICE Training, ICE standing for Integrity, Consistency, and Efficiency. Welcome, Rob, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. It's great to be on here with you.
Well, you do so much of, you know, for teaching people how to protect themselves in a number of situations. But let's talk a little bit about personal defense. Give us some tips there. I mean, what do you actually, when you train people, what do you tell them?
Well, the biggest thing, the first thing we always talk about is unfortunately, evil exists. And we need to be prepared to defend ourselves if we're visited by that evil. And that's a bottom line fundamental conversation that honestly a lot of people just haven't had with themselves. And sometimes we have to kind of coach them through that. You said yourself you just wanted to turn the news off recently. There's been so many tragic things happening. And, you know, nobody wants to dwell on those things and nobody wants to be paranoid and nobody wants to be afraid to go out of the home. But at the same time, we need to be realistic about the fact that we may be put in a position where we need to defend ourselves or our family someday.
Yeah, bring your awareness to the reality of it is what you're saying.
Yes, definitely. You know, just don't be in denial because overwhelmingly it's about forming a plan. And if you don't have a plan and you're visited by that attacker, you have that person trying to break into your home, you find yourself about to be victimized, if you're just going to have to make something up in the heat of the moment and deal with the emotional, the overwhelming emotion of the moment, that's really a recipe for failure. So we want to get people past that emotional part as much as we can ahead of time, and that way their training will kick in, their plan will kick in when they need it.
Now, when you train people, you get them past that emotional point, and then you teach them tactics to just bring the awareness up and to defend themselves?
Right. So then once someone's accepted that, once someone's crossed that line and they realize that personal defense is as appropriate as learning CPR or learning how to drive your car well and learning how to maybe drive your car in the snow. You know, if we could choose to never drive our car on an icy or snowy road, that'd be great. It's easier. It's safer. But we acknowledge that there is going to be icy and snowy roads in our future. so we learn how to drive on them. And that's really what this is. It's about preparing yourself. Once you accept that the bad things could happen, then you devote an appropriate amount of time and invest some resources, your energy, in learning how to best do that. So we help people put the plan together with whether it's physical skills or they want to use a defensive tool or it's something as simple as home security. And as you said, awareness, just thinking about the places you go and the people you interact with.
You know, I was looking at your website, and Rob's website is icetraining.us. And I was thinking, what if everybody knew this and everybody was trained? Nobody would mess with anyone else.
Well, that's so important. That's such an important concept for us is that I believe not only do people have obviously the right to be able to defend themselves, I think people have a responsibility to defend themselves. And if everyone is prepared to meet that responsibility, the predators don't become empowered. The predators stop looking for victims when the victims start fighting back, and we know that. You know, it's our most vulnerable people who are quite often preyed upon. Children, people who can't take care of themselves, schools are sometimes targeted for attack. Amusement parks, shopping malls, transportation hubs, places where people know that they're generally going to not be carrying firearms, not be thinking about defending themselves, and really be sitting there as victims.
Yeah, I think that's really part of the problem is that people think that people are not prepared for it. Or, you know, like you teach the school attacker response course for teachers and students. I mean, that is so important, especially with what's happened, you know, in schools.
Yeah, over the last several months, there's obviously been a lot of awareness raised. The tragic killings at the end of last year in Connecticut really made everybody start thinking about school safety and security in a lot of different ways. And while a lot of people called for, you know, teachers to have firearms or be prepared to defend themselves with guns in the classroom, I don't as much, we do obviously a lot of firearms training, and I'm very pro firearms and pro to the right to keep and bear arms, but I don't think we're going to flip a switch and magically arm teachers. I don't even know that that's appropriate for most teachers who haven't made that choice themselves. So what we do is offer some alternatives, a three-step process where people can learn how to best get away from an attacker, how to best protect a classroom and keep an attacker from getting in, and then in the worst case scenario that the attacker does get into the room, how should the teachers and students respond? Because the traditional answer, you know, since the late 90s in our country has been simply for them to hide in a classroom and hope that the police get there before the bad guy does, and that never works if the bad guy gets to your classroom first, and unfortunately that happens sometimes. So we actually give teachers and students some ideas for responding against the attacker.
Well, I think with what you do, Rob, you have to be a pretty busy man.
Yeah, we're very busy. We do, you know, we have a team of instructors that operate all over the country. Most of what I do is program development and instructor development. So we work with people who teach in every part of the country, probably about 30 different states, and then most of our instructors also travel. We work with law enforcement, military, private security, and of course, I write books, and we've produced over 70 DVDs through the Personal Defense Network, which are all, you know, designed to educate people on one aspect or another of personal defense or home security or maybe defensive firearms use.
Well, I'm a big advocate of baby steps, and I think a lot of times people steer away from things because they go into this overwhelm. And then I look at a website like yours. Once again, Rob Pincus's website is icetraining.us. And I think, okay, how do you take baby steps into learning some of the courses that you offer? And I do know that you offer, I believe, books and DVDs.
Books and DVDs. And we actually, late last year, we launched our first home study course. And it's called Counter Ambush. And Counter Ambush is all about learning how people usually do find themselves victimized. What are the most likely ways you could be attacked? And how should you go about thinking about defending yourself and starting your defensive training and your defensive plan? And the home study course has DVDs and audio CDs and a book and a workbook to personalize the lessons. And then there's even an online test that you can take to earn your certificate. So it's like any other, you know, distance learning course you might take. We also have personaldefensenetwork.com, which has short videos, anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes, as well as some full-length DVDs that are available streaming online. And there's just a plethora of free articles and free videos that people can get started with. And it may be me, it may be another one of our 30 expert contributors. You know, we have Kelly Muir, who does the Wrong Woman program, and she has some women's self-defense tips up there. And it might be one article or one three-minute video that you watch that's your first baby step.
Yeah, I think we all need to become personal defense experts. And then we wouldn't have a lot of this going on. I mean, everybody would be an eye for an eye. That's how I look at it.
People would definitely be ready to defend themselves. And again, I think once the bad guys know that, the bad guys start looking somewhere else, or the bad guys maybe realize the risk isn't going to be enough the benefit isn't going to be enough to outweigh the risk of them getting, you know, punished, caught, stopped by the good guys.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I want to touch on what people should actually do, you know, when there is a disaster. And the you said that you have three responses immediately after a disaster. And we're going to take a quick break here on Aging Info Radio. And you want to stay right here. You want to find out what those three responses are from Rob Pincus, his website being icetraining.us. And, of course, we also have Clark Weber with his Look at Life on our show today. So stay right here on AM 560, and we will be right back.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care, and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This is Susan Wacky, your host, and I am talking to Rob Pincus. He is a personal defense expert, professional firearms trainer, and the owner of ICE Training. You can go to his website with going to icetraining.us. We were talking about three responses immediately after disaster. What are those three responses? Say, let me give you a scenario. You were in Boston when this happened, and you were on the street. You were not one of the injured ones, but what are those responses, Rob?
Well, really, the three responses have to do with exactly how involved you are. And you know, if you are, let's first talk about what happens if you are injured. If you are injured, or if one of your family members is injured, then, you know, this is where your plan is so important. And this is where you can't afford to be making things up in the immediate aftermath. If you plan ahead, if you understand the number one thing we have to worry about in the aftermath is blood loss. You have to be able to stop blood loss. And that might mean that in your camera bag, you also carry around a bandana or carry around even a tourniquet. I mean, it sounds extreme to most people, but at the end of the day, it's something you can buy online for $20, $30, and you put it in your camera bag. And, you know, imagine how vital that becomes in the immediate aftermath if you're injured. You know, step two, if you aren't injured and you are in that immediate environment, is you're going to want to get away, but you need to be considerate of the fact that crowds, especially panicked crowds, can, through no malicious intent, be very, very dangerous things to get caught up in. So if you have, tens of thousands of people trying to leave a sports arena or even dozens of people just trying to get down a single stairwell, you can really get hurt by that stampeding crowd. So you want to talk about working your way to the edges of crowds. When you're moving down a street or a narrow hallway, for example, you want to move to the edge of that group. You want to be up against a wall, which is counterintuitive for a lot of people. But if you're against the wall, you can use that to brace and to protect yourself. Whereas if you're in the middle of a crowd, you can literally be being bounced or jostled from all angles. And if you get knocked down in the middle of a crowd, that can be a dangerous place to be. The concept that you want to look at when you look at your response is if you're in a major city, but you weren't immediately affected. Let's say you're not at the scene of the event, but now you're in a major city that has either had something like a major weather tragedy, like the hurricanes or the earthquakes or tsunamis or tornadoes, or if you are in a town that's been attacked by a terrorism, a bombing, something like that. Now you and everyone else is trying to get out of that city. So you need to remember the roads are going to be choked. Public transportation may not be an option. Transportation hubs may be the targets of the attack and or may have increased security procedures to try to stop any further attacks from going on or to keep the bad guys from being able to escape the city. So your exit from the city may be delayed. And for that reason, you always want to make sure that you have some cash. You don't want to be relying on the use of credit cards or the electrical infrastructure. And you want to make sure you have a paper map. And if you're there with a group, with your family, you want to make sure that your family has a plan for rendezvousing so that if you get separated, if you have to leave the event that you were at or you can't get back to your hotel, what's the plan for getting back together? Where are you going to meet, let's say at 5 p.m. every day or 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.? The family's going to try to reconnect at a certain place. And again, if everyone has paper maps, if everyone has a little cash in their pocket or in their bag, it's going to be a lot easier to survive that 36, 18, 24 hours after an event when the city's infrastructure may be crippled than it would be if you were, counting on public transportation and your, smartphone.
Yeah, plan ahead. I mean, look at, what if this happened? Once again, I'm here with Rob Pincus. He is a personal defense expert, professional firearms trainer, his website being icetraining.us. Let's talk about surviving an armed robbery. I mean, they do happen. A lot of times they're not in the news, but they're happening all over. What is your standard training tips here for someone to protect themselves?
Well, the standard tip is just that. You're protecting yourself, not your property. So if someone wants your watch, give them your watch. If they want your cash in your pocket, give them your cash, car keys, whatever it may be. If someone's trying to break into your front door and you're home alone and you can run out the back door, just let the police find your stuff later, or at the end of the day, we can always replace stuff. So you don't want to take action unless someone's trying to hurt you. If they're trying to hurt you, if they're trying to kidnap you, to take you into another room, to take you into another area, get you into their vehicle, those are the times that you have to take action. And there are so many variables that it's really hard to say what's going to be the best way for you to respond or for me to respond. Obviously, if I'm in certain parts of the world, I'll be carrying a firearm. If I'm in other parts of the world, I may not be allowed to carry a firearm. At the same time, sometimes when you're carrying a firearm, that's not the right answer. You may be too close or things are happening too fast. So this is why starting now, deciding today, that one of two things, you're not going to be a victim and you're not going to take action to defend property. Those two things are the best ways to start today to be safer. So you let somebody have your watch if they just want your watch, but in the other event, the event that they actually want to hurt you, that's why you have to start planning, that's why you have to start learning, and that's why you have to start developing those defensive skills today. And, it shouldn't be hundreds of hours a month, but once a week, going to that local personal defense class, getting some training, depending on where you are in the world, thinking about a firearm or a taser or chemical spray, some other defensive tool, that all should start today.
So what you're saying is fighting back is not always a good idea, but it depends on the scenario.
Depends on the scenario. If you're in a, for example, we say if you're in a convenience store or you're in a restaurant and that place is being robbed and it looks like no one's in immediate threat of physical harm, somebody's just collecting wallets or taking the money out of the cash register, the best thing you can do is be a good witness. Get your cell phone out, call the police and tell them everything you can about what just happened, but you certainly wouldn't want to interfere just to protect property or some business's cash.
I always say it's just stuff.
Exactly.
Let go of that stuff. Once again, Rob's website is icetraining.us. You also said there's a personaldefensenetwork.com where you can take baby steps and or do the counter ambush home training and learn. Now, as far as back to the armed robbery, what are some of the psychological tactics or defensive tactics that you can give a victim of an armed robbery that
well,
they could
again,
use?
Remember, you want to make sure that you're not escalating the situation. So the psychological tactic of saying, you know, putting your hands up in a protective place between you and the bad guy, between the bad guy's hands and your face, for example, but open your palm. You're in a surrender position, but your hands are also up, ready to react, ready to protect you, and let that person know that if they want your cash, you're going to reach into your pocket slowly and you're going to get that cash and you're going to hand it to them. You don't want to escalate the situation. You don't want to aggravate this person who's already, you know, they're already showing you that they're deviant. They're already, you know, mentally wired differently than you are. So escalating the situation, confronting them, trying to talk them out of the situation isn't where you want to be. If they're just asking for stuff, you want to give them the stuff. Another thing that you could think about as a tactic is, and I'll do this whenever I'm in an urban area, if I'm in Chicago, if I'm in New York, if I'm in an urban environment, I'll have some cash in one pocket, maybe, you know, $20-$30 worth of cash, $10, $5 bills, maybe a few ones kind of balled up together. And then I'll have whatever other spending cash I actually have, larger amount, secured somewhere else. So it's, you know, it's what we in the industry call mugging money. If somebody comes up to you and they say they want your money, you know, you comply, you surrender, you reach into that pocket, you hand them the $20 or $30, you start to back away, you tell them that's all you've got. You know, a lot of people will recommend taking that money and sort of dropping it on the ground in front of the bad guy, and then when they go down to pick the money up, because at the end of the day, that's what they want. That becomes their target. That's your opportunity to turn and run, back away, get out of the situation. And again, if they want all the money, give them all the money. But if you can get away with giving them $20 or $30 instead of $200 or $300, that's a better day for you.
Boy, you have so much to teach. This is very interesting. And once again, I'm here with Rob Pincus, and you do so much. I can see why you're so busy, because a lot of people are becoming more realistic and much more aware that you do need to learn to protect yourself. And there are skills to it.
Yeah, there really is. It's not, if there was one magic thing I could tell somebody to keep them safe, I would tell them, but I haven't figured out what that is yet. So the best thing you can do is make the decision to start planning today and start down that path. And as you mentioned, personaldefensenetwork.com is the best resource that me and my team of instructors have come up with to provide free information to somebody who's ready to cross that bridge and see where it takes them in terms of their preparation for that worst-case scenario.
Well, you are definitely out there, Rob, making a huge difference. Thank you so much for joining me on Aging Info Radio today. And once again, his website is icetraining.us. I'll be in touch with you, Rob.
Great. Thank you, Sue. Have a great day.
Thank you. And the FBI says that 1 in 4 women will be the victim of a crime in her lifetime. And I'm not talking Bonnie hanging out with Clyde either. Stay right here for Self-Defense for Women coming up next. And, of course, we have Mr. Clark Weber with his Look at Life all right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. We'll be right back.
Presbyterian Homes has been a leader in senior living for more than 100 years, with communities in Evanston, Lake Forest, and Arlington Heights. Choose which residence fits your lifestyle, a villa, an apartment, then enjoy life. Why spend time cleaning and doing yard work when you can head for the fitness center or go to the newest lecture series, all with the confidence that quality health care is available on campus if the need arises? To learn more, visit www.presbyterianhomes.org or call them at 847-866-1641.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120. 807-3120.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Have you had fire, flood, storm damage, or need repairs due to disaster or loss on your residential or commercial property? Call Restoration Coalition for your claim and a cost savings. You'll get multiple quotes and added assistance for no additional charge. For fire, flood, storm damage, or repairs, Restoration Coalition will help you with it all. Call Marina Collazo at 630-805-0651. Restoration Coalition will replace, restore, or repair anything. Restoring your sanity first. Call 630-805-0651.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine, because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, everything you want is on the other side of fear. Well, we have violent crimes that are increasing by 22%. Actually, between 2010 and 2011, that was the increase with 4.9 million victims of crime. My next guest teaches women to protect themselves and has written a book about it. The book is called The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. And I'd like to welcome Kathy Steinberg to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Kathy, I am very impressed with what you do, and I would like for you to give us some of the biggest keys to increasing our personal safety.
Well, some of the keys to increasing your personal safety are very simple. Simple awareness. You need to identify and acknowledge everything that is around in your surroundings. Everything and everyone that shares your space must be acknowledged. You have to have knowledge and forethought. Just in case something happens, you've got to be prepared to react.
Yeah, the awareness. You know, I see people all the time, especially women, walking with their cell phones in, you know, areas that are not, you know, they're kind of maybe not remote, but there's not a lot of people that are visible that you can see. Like, why are they doing that?
That is what we call the white level of alert. And we've gotten into this high technology society where we're not accustomed to looking up and looking around anymore. We're accustomed to looking down, down at our phone, down at our iPad, and we're not paying attention to everything around us. And that is the number one person that all the criminals that I spoke to are looking to victimize, because that person could be easily surprised, overwhelmed, and they can get what they want from them quickly.
Now, you talk about 4 levels of alert. What are those levels?
Right. The first level of alert is the white level of alert, where I just described you are distracted, unaware, you're unsuspecting of any surprises that may come your way. You are looking for your keys, you are texting or on your smartphone. If you're jogging, you've got your earphones on and they're so loud you don't hear the ambient noise around you. you are easily caught off guard in this level of alert. And this is the level of alert that every criminal is looking for. Then there is the pink level of alert, which is the level of alert you should be living your daily life at. You are aware. You are scanning your surroundings. You are alert. You are ready for all possibilities. You use all of your senses of awareness. Your eyes and your ears are scanning your surroundings. Your intuition is turned on. And you carry yourself in a manner that lets everybody know that you are aware and alert of what's happening around you. So this is the way that you should be at all times until it's time to escalate. Now, the next alert is the orange alert. And the orange alert is you've picked up on something suspicious. There is a man prowling around that has made you nervous. You instantly, at this alert, start thinking of ways that you may need to defend yourself or get away. You know that it's a possibility. You are confident and focused, and you are using, you see everything at your disposal to either get away or use as a weapon if you have to in order to get away safely. And then the last level is red alert. And red alert is that the danger is upon you. You have to act. The threat is in, you know, your safety zone has been crossed, and you need to act immediately. Here is where you start trying to get attention, trying to run away. If you have to, then you have to fight, but you have to do whatever it takes to save yourself at this point.
Yes, that's what you need to do. I just love those levels of alert, because I'm sure at each level you teach exactly how to react in them, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And once again, I'm here with Kathy Steinberg, her website being Kathy with a C, Steinberg.com. Her book is The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. It's available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Now, how do you identify a personal attacker? I mean, a potential attack.
Well, there are several clues, and you have to be aware in order to identify. People like this, with bad intent, will usually leave clues. It's all about their mannerisms. They're paying extra attention to you. He's watching you too closely. He's perhaps getting too close for comfort. He shadows your every move, or every time you turn around on the street, he's there. He's getting nervous and looking around as he approaches you. He's fidgeting in your pocket, or he has a dead stare locked on you. These are some of the ways to identify a stranger attack. At this point, you realize that there is something about to happen.
Yeah, you know, I always say awareness, really. I mean, all this technology that we have out there, it's such a hindrance, especially if you're alone. I always say travel with somebody. Try not to be alone. If you're walking or you're in a park, or the women that jog alone, like, don't do it. Even if you bring your three pit bulls, don't do it alone. It's best not to do it alone. And once again, I'm with KathySteinberg.com. is her website, and she is the author of The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. Kathy has a 5-step process so that you don't become a victim, and we're going to hear about it right when we get back. And, of course, we have Mother Weber Clark coming up soon. So stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, welcome back. I'm here with Kathy Steinberg, and she teaches personal safety, self-defense for women. She also has a black belt in Taekwondo. Good for you, Kathy. I think what you do is so valuable, and you have a five-step process for people to not become a victim. You want to talk about that? We elaborated a little bit on the four levels of alert, which I think are important, but there's other things in this that are important information.
Right. I teach the four level of alerts so that they can start learning how they should be on a daily basis. The second would be to how to identify the subtle cues of an attack, and we discussed some of them. With your awareness, you start identifying the changes in the mannerisms and the people around you, and that's key to being safe and to avoiding a problem. I also teach what's called a quick response safety strategy. So in a split second, I start teaching you how to identify different things at your disposal to help you either get away or to have to defend yourself. And then I have the evasive and avoidance measures, which are if you are out on the street, there are certain things you can do that if you are actively being pursued in order to be able to get away or thwart your aggressor, which is get a large object in front, in between you and this person. If you are out on the street, especially like Chicago where there's plenty of cars everywhere, get cars between you. Just if he goes one way, you go the other way. So keep that car, and in the meantime, just be shouting, be screaming fire, because unfortunately help does not help anymore. But what does help is fire, because if you say fire, now people start paying attention because it could be affecting them. They could be on fire.
That's great.
And so people are going to come out and look and be paying attention, and the last thing your attacker wants is to get caught. So there are things you could do to diffuse and repel the situation from happening. And then the defensive reactive response, which is I teach certain defensive moves that you could do, employ if the attacker is upon you, some quick, very painful moves that you can do, and they're easy. They don't need a lot of years of martial arts to learn them, but it delivers just enough pain to be able to get yourself free for that split second where you can run away. And that's all I want people to do. I want people to be able to get away from the situation safely.
Yeah, that was so great. You know, yelling fire, that does get people's attention. And KathySteinberg.com is Kathy's website. Let's talk about your book. Kathy's the author of The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. And you have just written this in the past year, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about your book. What can people expect when they buy it for the woman in their life on Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Well, what they can expect is some really good safety strategies, some real-world techniques that they can employ in their everyday life. And I say over and over again in this book, I'm not looking to make anybody paranoid, but it's just raising your level of alert just a little bit, adjusting a few things you do in your life a little bit differently can make the difference between being a victim and living fearless and being victim-free. And that's what I want. My hope is for women to live fearless, which means not living without fear, but understanding that there's fear, have a better sense of awareness, and understanding what to do when it matters most, and thus now you tend to fear less the unknown because you're prepared.
That's so great. Now, what is your view on, you know, if I'm leaving a shopping mall and it's dark, I don't like to walk to my car alone. I usually either ask somebody walking out, another woman that's walking out, if her car's near mine, or what do you suggest here? as far as women being alone?
Okay, well, you know, it's a situation where sometimes you can't help it, but you're going to be alone in certain situations. And so what I tell women, especially if you're coming out, because from your car to the shop, from the shop to your car, are the two most dangerous times where you are prime target, because criminals realize that at this point you are distracted. You're either excited about your new purchases or just thinking about something else, and usually not them. And so what I tell women is get all your packages, put it on one arm, have your key out in your hand ready to go, and have your purse in your free arm. And that way, if there's ever a problem where somebody confronts you, then you have that arm free to be able to rip your purse off and throw it at them and get away. Mm-hmm. That's all they want. So they don't want you to fight. They don't want resistance. And this will be the only time that I'm telling you to give up to somebody is if you are in a place where you are by yourself, there's nobody around, and you are confronted by somebody who's trying to rob you of your, just give up your goods and don't worry about it. And there's nothing that can't be replaced. Your life is irreplaceable. And so I tell women, when you're leaving the shop, just be prepared. Be scanning the area. Now, if you notice something that kind of gives you that little tingle that doesn't seem right, just go back into the store and come out with somebody else. Or just wait until the threat has moved on.
Yeah, just be aware. I say that over and over again. There's so many distractions that are occurring out there in everyday life that people are becoming more and more vulnerable. Well, Kathy, I want to thank you so much. But before you go, give us your words of wisdom for the day, real quick.
Well, my words of wisdom is, again, never fight somebody for property. Always give it up. There should be nothing that important that's worth risking your life.
Yeah, I would think so. And it's also in the way that you carry yourself, where you don't carry yourself as you could be a victim. You carry yourself like you know exactly what you're doing, correct?
Right. Confidence is key. Confidence and awareness is key. If you are confident, then you potentially could fight back, and they're not looking for people to fight back. So they're going to move on to somebody else.
Thank you so much. And once again, I'm with Kathy Steinberg, her website being justthat.com. Stay right here. We've got Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, coming up next with his look at life, all right here on Aging Info Radio. And we will be right back here on AM 560.
I am Jordan Kagan from Kagan & Company in Northbrook. My father founded Smart Jewelers, the watch store, owned it for 50 years, most years on Devon before retiring. There was a void where people could safely turn to comfortably consider selling their valuables and collectibles.
At Kagan & Company, they buy sterling silver flatware and tea sets, anything gold, sterling silver, and platinum in any condition, including jewelry and coins, luxury watches, especially brands like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Cartier, Omega, Breitling, and Tag Heuer. Do you have any of these items that haven't seen the light in 3 years? They've helped hundreds, often turning what began as a stressful or overwhelming situation into a happy ending. Kagan & Company provides you a free evaluation in the comfort of your own home, office, or even your bank vault. You're invited to give them the chance to make you their next satisfied client. Call them at 847-897-5781 with questions or to arrange for an evaluation. That's 847-897-5781. Kagan & Company thanks you in advance for your trust.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber. While Joan and I were being served by a charming waitress the other night, she had what we thought was one ugly tattoo on her upper arm, all the way to her elbow. Now, obviously, she must have thought that it was quite attractive because it was out there for everyone to see. Well, tattoos are certainly all the rage, and it's growing. About 14% of the population now sports a tattoo or two. The 25 to 29-year-olds are the biggest fans of this body art, with fully a third of them sporting one. Let's suppose that a few years down the road, some tattooed individual decides a thing is ugly and they want to get rid of it. Well, depending on its size, many surgeons say the cost is around 10 thou to do the erase job properly. Quite a price to pay for making a body statement. I'm Clark Weber with another look at life. Here's something I think you should know. When people discover that my wife Joan and I have lived at the Presbyterian Retirement Community in Evanston for 3 years, one of the first things they ask is, well, how do you like it? Well, both Joan and I love it. There's the freedom of not having to deal with the upkeep of the house. You know, no snow to shovel, no lawn to mow. The freedom of knowing that our health care needs are met with on-campus medical care. That counts for a lot. So may I suggest you call the Presbyterian Homes and schedule a tour at their Evanston, Arlington Heights, or Lake Forest campuses. The Presbyterian Homes, a leader in quality senior living for more than 100 years. Now, is it really that good? I should know. I live there. Call them at 847-866-1641. That's 847-866-1641. Or visit their website at presbyterianhomes.org. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, Clark, you are right. Some tattoos are so ugly. What were they thinking? Or not? Well, you can get your Care Connector Healthcare Binder at Partners in Senior Care. Call 847-548-1330 or go to partnersinseniorcare.com. You want to have this binder, whether you're 1 to 101. And PAWS Chicago responded to Oklahoma with a mission to free space in their animal shelter, enabling them to assist the animals that were displaced by the devastating tornadoes. And this has brought so many adoptions to Chicago. So my PAWS pooch this week is Grizzly, a 5-year-old male shepherd chow. He is being called a constant companion, and for the right owner, he will be. Go to Aging Info Radio, click on the PAWS logo, and go to their website. Check out Grizzly or call PAWS Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Grizzly is waiting with his paws crossed for, yes, Daisy Mae, that's Grizzly. PAWS has lots of pooches up for adoption. So give PAWS a call. And if you've missed any of our show today or you want to hear any of our past shows 24/7, they are up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. Also check out the pictures of all of our guests, the blog, and our credible sponsors. And I want to thank my guests today, Rob Pincus and Kathy Steinberg, for all that they do for protection. And thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio. Debbie, my awesome programmer here at AM 560, my sponsors. I'm Susan Wacky, your host, and I'll be back next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with more to come on Aging Info Radio. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.